Welcome back to Mamas Chingonas podcast. Happy New Year. I hope you guys are doing fantastic. It feels so awesome to be back on here. It's been quite a while, but I am forever grateful. I'm super happy. We're in 2021. I hope you guys are all over and done with 2020 and making changes in your lives and starting vision boards. Everyone and their mom, it seems like, is doing a vision board, which is awesome. I definitely started one myself. I think it's something very out of the box, very out of the ordinary. But I definitely started one. It's like hard to find magazines nowadays. Like my 10-year-old niece, we were at this store and she was like, "What's a magazine?" I'm like, "Girl, you don't know what a magazine is? Like, really, nobody picks up magazines anymore or newspapers or anything like that." So I wasn't able to find a variety of what I would really want. So I still need to be on the hunt for magazines and add to my vision board. But I definitely started one, which is a big plus. And it's a new year. We're in 2021 and we're hoping for more positive vibes, more love, more happiness, more positive flow. We gotta change the narrative, gotta change our mindset. Definitely, you know, if you change your mind, you can change your life. So be more positive, speak more positivity into yourself, your life, your loved ones, and be more creative. You know, a lot of people with the new years, they feel like new year, same me. But I feel like that term is more of a stagnant term. I feel like if it's a new year, if it's a new year, you would want to make more changes, positive changes. I mean, we're always trying to better ourselves and be the better version of oneself that we could be. And so I think that having change and being more positive when the new year comes in is huge, and it's big, and it brings more positivity into your life, into your soul, and your thoughts. And when you can make changes, small changes, whether it's eating better, taking more vitamins, doing more self-care, going more on walks, you know, little steps that are going to help you be a better person, I think is huge. And for so many reasons, so many of us just are so happy and more vibrant because we are in 2021. Now, I know we are still living in a pandemic. Here in California, a lot of things are still closed. There's still no dine-in. Or really dine out. Basically, everything is still takeout. So it makes things a little bit difficult, but we need to continue to look at the positive side. I know a lot of us, including myself, we're obviously home more, cooking more, and just spending more time with your loved ones. And that's really what, you know, life is all about, is being surrounded by your family and everyone that you love and whoever you want to, you know, be with. Try to definitely fulfill that and just be more positive. You know, if you've always wanted to try something new, do it. Go for it. Take the leap. It's a new year. It should be a new year, you know, to better you, to better yourself, for people to see you more happy, more vibrant, your children, your husband, your friends, whoever it may be. Just, it's okay for change. It's okay to be different. It's okay to make positive changes for yourself that are going to give you, you know, better outcomes, you know, in the long run. So if you want to start a new job, you hate your job, try finding a new job. If you want to go back to school, do it. It's never too late. Stop putting it off for, you know, summer or winter. Just do it now. You know what I mean? I know I haven't been on here in quite some time. I've been literally soaking in every second. My kids are growing like crazy. My neighbor just said, oh, so your 3-year-old will be starting school next year. And I'm like, what? Oh my God. You're so right. My 3-year-old will be 4 this year. And next year she will be 5. And I just like, oh my God, my heart just sunk. I just can't believe how fast they're growing. And my newborn isn't a newborn anymore. She's now 1 and she's walking and she's so sassy. And, you know, I've been truly soaking them in as much as I possibly could because they're growing so fast. And I've also been, you know, looking for new opportunities, you know, getting a new career. And trying, you know, different things, getting into new adventures. So I've been busy, you know, with a lot of different projects up my sleeve. And I've kind of put my podcast in the back burner. And everyone's been asking, what's going on? When's your next episode? What are you doing? What happened with the podcast? Like, don't worry. Like, I still think of my podcast. I love doing it. But there's also other things that are important to me and other things that I want to do and I want to accomplish. And so, yeah, it is what it is. You know, life happens and in the blink of an eye, it's a month, it's 2 months. And you're like, oh my gosh, like it's already almost going to be the end of January and soon it will be February and the new year is just ringing on by. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here, happy to be back. I will definitely continue to do more episodes with, you know, different people who want to hop on an episode. And whenever my cousin is free, she'll be on. And, you know, we'll just move forward and continue to live a more happy, positive, healthy life. What's really cool about it is that my husband seems to really be on board with reducing his sugar intake, his carbs, and I think it's great. I think it's so good for him to do that, and it also helps me to do that, so I don't have to buy, you know, as much bread or soda or whatever it may be that I used to. So, you know, it's not a diet, like they say, it's a lifestyle change. So little by little, we will be taking baby steps into getting into a healthier lifestyle. And I just can't wait until gyms out here are back and open so we can get memberships and continue, you know, our journey and just get healthy again and go on jogs and do all those great things that we used to do, which we could still do, but it's just, you know, a million times harder, I mean, for me, because I got my little ones, so, yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean that I'm not doing it, you know, because I am. We're out going on our walks and little runs here and there at the playground, so, yeah, just giving y'all an update, and letting you guys know to, you know, grab 2021 by the horns and just ride it until you no longer can, you know. If you're suffering from coronavirus, I hope you recover soon. If you lost someone from COVID, I am so, so sorry. My condolences to you and your loved ones, because I know a lot of families, that I know are being affected by this horrible, horrible sickness. And, just pray for better days, you know, don't stop praying. It's free to pray. It's free to think positively, and it's the best thing that we could do for ourselves. So let's not stop doing that. And another thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about, for anyone who is listening and who is a homeowner, Let's talk about refinancing. I know it's kind of hard because of the pandemic and everything that's happening, but if you are able to refinance, you definitely should. Interest rates are super, super low right now, which is great for anyone who's a homeowner and has a high interest rate. You should refinance your home. I think they're like at a 2.5 or lower than that. And if you are like a 4 or 6, you should definitely consider refinancing your home. If you could cash out, obviously it's great to, you know, pay off debt that you have. Don't get more in debt. I said pay off the debt that you have, whether it's your car or if you want to fix your home. Invest that money into well-spent money, not saying to cash out and go vacation or, go blow it on a shopping spree. Definitely invest your money, be smart about it, and definitely reach out to different banks to get, a professional's input. The reason why I bring this up is because we just refinanced our home and we've been here for almost 2 years now, and our interest rate wasn't crazy high. It was at a 4.5, but we were able to lower it 2.5%, which will save us $60,000 in the long run if we decide to keep our home for the next, 30 years. So it's something to think about. If you're a homeowner, please do your homework and research refinancing your home. And if you do end up refinancing, please make sure that you invest that money, if you're able to cash out, into something that's going to be beneficial, whether it's purchasing another home or putting that money into your home, paying off your debt. Do not get into more debt that you already have, because it's so easy for us to fall into these little cracks when you're, wanting to go on shopping sprees or wanting to spend your money on nonsense. So definitely do your homework if you're a homeowner and learn more about purchasing a new home. Now, for everybody who wants to become a homeowner and is looking to buy a home here in California, I will tell you that homes are freaking off the wall. They are so expensive. Yes, interest rates are super low. You can get a home and get an interest rate at 2, 2.5, depending on the year of the home. But let's be real, like, you're gonna pay an arm and a leg literally for a home right now, this minute. They are so overpriced in California. I know in Texas, I spoke to a loan officer because I wanted, invest in buying another house. And right now in Texas, this is Texas, you guys. So just in case you are listening and you want to buy a home, but, it's hard to right now in California. Texas is a beautiful state. I went out to Dallas a few years ago and it was really, really nice. I liked it. I didn't have too much free time because it was a work trip, but it was very nice. And if you look on Zillow or Realtor, you're able to see a lot of beautiful homes at a very, very affordable price. I know the weather isn't California weather, because seriously, our weather right now is like summer here, and then it was like super cold a week ago, and then it's in the 80s. So the weather here is gorgeous. We cannot compare Texas weather to Cali weather, but we can compare homes. So you'll get a lot more for your money. And the person who I spoke to was a very kind gentleman out in Texas. And if you purchase a brand new home, guys, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, close to 1,500 square foot. The lot is a big lot. It's probably like 10,000 square feet of a lot. So it's a very good sized lot. And it's a brand spanking home. No one's ever lived in it before. You could get it for $200,000. And you could give a down payment of $10,000. And your interest rate would be around 2%, obviously depending on your credit. They also mentioned that they do have some sort of assistance depending on how much you make every year, where they can help you pay for closing costs. Now, closing costs sometimes varies between $1,000 to $3,000 to $4,000 or $5,000. It really depends on the price of the home that you purchase. But they're able to assist you and help you with that payment. So you just have to worry about coming in with the $10,000 down. And you're going to buy a brand new home, $200,000 home with $10,000 down. And your mortgage varies depending on, you know, what kind of insurance you get for your home and whatnot. But you're looking at a mortgage of $1,300. $1,300. A lot of people in California are paying more than that for a rental, and it's a pretty small home. So I just wanted to share a little knowledge that I have because I've done my homework, I've done my research in regards to investing in another home. And I was very shocked. I was like, it sounds too good to be true. And it could be, you know, it really could be that they're just, you know, probably not 100% accurate on the numbers, but it varies with everybody. Depending on your credit, how much you make, and the type of home that you buy, the price. So, yeah, that's some food for thought right there. I just wanted to share with you guys. I just wanted to share with you guys a little bit of my knowledge in regards to real estate and what's happening in California with our house market. So right now, there is definitely not enough homes on the market, and the homes that are on the market are overly priced. So before we purchased where I live now, we were thinking of moving out to Texas, but it was something that I wasn't ready to do. I wasn't ready to move and leave Cali. There is no way I'm going to leave California. But you know, the more you think about it, it's like, damn, like, we're getting robbed huge. Like, I know we have amazing weather and we have the beach right here, but it's like crazy how expensive homes are. So I could understand people that really don't want to overpay and rather, you know, get a very, very nice home in another state for half the price. I don't blame you. So, you know, it's 2021. If you feel like leaving Cali and finding a home elsewhere, I do not blame you. I just wanted to share a little bit of knowledge in regards to real estate and give you guys some positive vibes. We're in 2021. Let's make changes. Let's change the way we think, change the way we eat, change the way we treat ourselves and be more positive and read on words of affirmation every single day and just be a more happier, positive you. And it's okay for you to be different. It's okay for change, and it's okay for positivity to surround you and for you to just inhale, you know, and exhale and be a more vibrant, positive person and take 2021 by the horns and just ride it out. Whether you get COVID, you know someone who has COVID, whatever it may be, let's make 2021 our year. So thank you for everyone who's been reaching out and being very curious of what's going on with the podcast, well, I will post whenever I can. I'm not going to give a date on my next post. But for everyone who tunes in, I appreciate you. Thank you guys so much. We seriously have people listening to our podcast from all over the world, which is mind-blowing. Because I really didn't even think that I would get many listeners. But I'm very grateful, very, very grateful, very surprised. All the plays that we have, the audience and the listeners who listen from all over the world. I'll read off here. I have listeners from Australia, Ireland, United Kingdom, Canada, Germany, Sweden, Peru, the Netherlands, Puerto Rico, New Zealand, Czechia, if I pronounced that correctly, I'm sorry if I don't, or if I didn't. And we have listeners in Brazil, Norway, Belgium, Italy, India, and Iceland. That's pretty fucking awesome. So thank you guys so much to all of our listeners. It's a very grateful and inspiring moment to know when I log into my Anchor website here and it tells me of all the locations where we have listeners listening. So very, very amazing. Thank you guys so much. If you don't, please make sure to follow us on Instagram at Mamas Chingonas Podcast. And I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day or evening or night. You guys can listen to us whenever you're available, driving home, driving to work, from work, whatever it may be. Thank you guys so much. And just know that I am praying for each and every one of you. And I am just praying for positive vibes, for health, for love, for passion and strength, because we all need it. And yeah, you guys, Happy New Year's. It's 2021. And thank you so much for listening. And I can't wait to hop on here and do our next episode. And yeah, you guys take care. Love y'all. Bye.